Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 2. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Have you ever wondered how God sees you? Perhaps interactions with others have shaped how you believe you're viewed. But in His Word, God tells us exactly how loved and cherished we are. Today's scripture passage describes just four of the many ways He sees those of us who are believers. 1. A chosen people. Motivated by His unconditional love, God chose you and me, and all who receive His gift of forgiveness through faith in Jesus Christ, to be part of His kingdom and family, so that we would proclaim His mercy. 2. A royal priesthood. We are children of God, and therefore part of a royal family. In other words, we are heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, as we see in Romans 8, verse 17. 3. A holy nation. The church, the body of Christ, is a group of people who are holy, which, as we heard in a recent devotion, means set apart for the purposes of God. Our lives are never meaningless, because living for the Lord is the greatest purpose one can have. And 4. A people for God's own possession. You and I are precious possessions of God. As we read in Titus 2, verse 14, we belong to Him. He so values fellowship with each of us that He sent His Son to die in our place. Each of these descriptions shows how highly God values you. Make it a point to remember your real identity in Christ and to remain aware that you are cherished.